I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We start off with a major decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. The court ruled in a 5-4 decision today that President Trump has the authority to ban visitors from some predominantly Muslim countries. This isn't the first version of Trump's travel ban. All have been struck down by lower courts. This current version bars travelers from Syria, Iran, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. North Korea and Venezuela were also on the current list, but they were not included in the legal challenge. Immigration attorney Mana Yaghani joins us from Houston to walk us through the decision.
The issue of the travel ban decision before the Supreme Court was whether the travel ban is about national security or the president's racism. And in a 5-4 decision, the justices gave the president broad authority over national security. The justices said that this did not violate the Establishment Clause claim, meaning that Trump's prior anti-Muslim statements were no longer relevant. Because in the third version of the travel ban, North Korea and Venezuela were added to the list of countries. And as a result, the travel ban was neutral regarding religion.
What have we heard from the justices about the decision?
Well, Justice Sotomayor and Justice Ginsburg, in their dissenting opinion, did make reference to the First Amendment and freedom of religion, basically saying that the core principles of this country built upon religious liberty, and this was a violation of religious liberty to prevent nationals of these Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. But the majority of justices ruled in favor of the president. I mean, Donald Trump essentially won today.
Given that the Supreme Court leans conservative, is this a surprise?
We kind of anticipated this because once North Korea and Venezuela were added to it, we knew that it was an uphill battle. But nonetheless, you know, the Supreme Court doesn't always get it right. In 1944, the Supreme Court allowed the U.S. government to imprison Japanese Americans solely because of their national origin and ethnicity. And that was based on empty claims of national security. Today's decision joins Korematsu and Plessy versus Ferguson. Again, the Supreme Court made a decision separate but equal, and that was later overturned. So I think years from now, the Supreme Court will go back to this decision and realize that it was a mistake.
In the decision today, the case of Korematsu versus the United States, the 1944 decision you talked about, that was mentioned and acknowledged.
Correct. And that's what's so ironic about this. In this travel ban decision, the justices made reference to Korematsu and said that Korematsu was gravely wrong the day it was decided, and it has no place under the Constitution. So they're saying basically due to racism based on ethnicity of the Japanese Americans, Korematsu was wrong, but they're distinguishing this travel ban by saying that this is solely a national security issue and it's not a ban of Muslims per se.
Are there any legal strategies left to fight this ban?
In travel ban version 3, there is a section that says if you have U.S. citizen family members or if you have ties to the United States, nationals of these countries may apply for a waiver to have their case heard before the U.S. consulate or embassy to get a visa to come to the United States. However, since version 3 has gone into effect, more than 4,000 waivers have been requested by nationals of these countries, and only 4 have been granted. As an immigration attorney, I get many calls where people are saying, my family members have applied for the waiver and they have been denied. So I think the next step that we will see is probably a class action lawsuit by U.S. citizens who are damaged or hurt as a result of their family members not being granted a waiver to visit the United States.
Immigration attorney Mana Yaghani is based in Houston, Texas. Thanks a lot, Mana.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.